Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast, so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Well, folks, this is a day that's going to empower you, inspire you, and change your life. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show and Podcast. And I want to tell you about today's show right at the top. My guest today will tell you about how a gentleman named Reverend Ike was able to transform the lives of millions of people globally, how he was able to heal people physically, mentally, and financially, and to make a difference in lives for generations. So my guests today are two people who knew Reverend Ike very well, my dear friend, Mark Victor Hansen, the ambassador of possibilities, and the son of Reverend Ike, Xavier. So we're excited. Well, folks, I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it. I did not seek it. No, I did not choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it, just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. I'm grateful for this minute, this moment, this opportunity to be on with you. And I'm grateful for each and every one of you who have taken time out of your schedule to be here, because this is going to be a show that literally will change your life. So I want you to tell everybody to tune in, turn on right now, because this is a show that will help you become greater in your wealth, your health, and your prosperity, and in your thinking. Well, I want to thank you all. I want to thank each and every one of you who has made this show the number one self-help show in America. And we just found out that the podcast, the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast, is now in the top 5% of podcast globally in terms of download. So we're grateful for that. That is exciting. So we are grateful for that. Now, you know, folks, I always take a moment to start with my minute, God's minute, and then I take a moment to thank God, to give God some glory, to give him some praise. And I know everybody don't believe like I believe, but I got to take a moment to remember from whence I've come. And I've done it without God and done it with God, and with God is a lot better than without God. And so I take a moment to give God some glory, to give him some praise, and to thank him for life and strength and health. I thank him for being able to do what I do. So I'm grateful. And so I say it every week. God's gift to you is life. Your gift to God is what you do with your life. So do something extraordinary with your life, because it's worth doing it. My guests today are two incredible gentlemen. Well, one is one y'all know. He's been here many times over the years. He's my dear friend. He was the guy who helped me launch my first book, It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life. And that book went on to become a global bestseller because I have friends who helped me. His name is Mark Victor Hansen. Oh, yeah, y'all know about Mark Victor Hansen. He's the chicken soup for the soul guy. Y'all know that he was the guy. They call him the ambassador of possibility. He is the guy who, along with his partner, Jack Canfield, wrote a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul, that was turned down by over 140 publishers. And yet they refused to give up. They refused to give up. And that book has gone on to sell millions and millions and millions of books all over the globe and become a phenomena. The Newsweek and Time magazines call it the publishing phenomena of the century, because they have been able to sell millions, over 500 million books. And their series is now the number one series for book sales ever. And so he's here because he has a new publishing company, and he is the one who helped publish this book about Reverend Ike. And then we're here also with Reverend Ike's son, who Mark has known all of his life. And this young man has been able to do great things with his life. He is an incredible gentleman. His life has been impacted, of course, by his father and the things he learned. He is the son of Reverend Ike, but he is also an American minister, a prosperity preacher, and he has also helped people to understand the possibilities for their lives. And he has helped people, and he's a musician on top of that. He's got all of these gifts and skills. So we are excited about having them both on. Gentlemen, welcome to the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show.
The only way we could make a mistake after that glorious introduction is if we talk. That was wonderful, Willie. And Xavier and I are very thankful to be on your show. And we want to show everybody that what Reverend Ike did is he transcended the 3D world to not only be a supernatural healer, like you said, but also a supernatural person that created wealth out of consciousness, out of awareness, because, you know, we all know John 10:10 said, I've come to have life and have more abundantly. And he came born in 1935 with absolutely nothing and every reason not to succeed, not to cut it, to go on welfare. And he said, welfare is a place, but it's not a resting place. And he transcended that and inspired everyone else to transcend it with 16 Rolls Royces, 8 residencies, mansions, and just... he elevated my state of awareness out of bankruptcy and sourced and served me. And, you know, I went to his church for 7 years in a row every Sunday afternoon when he was alive. Wow. And teaching. So it was just
wow. Great. I'm going to take a moment and assume everybody knows Reverend Ike, but there might be some people say, who are they talking about? Reverend Ike is a gentleman. This book is called Reverend Ike, An Extraordinary Life of Influence. He is a man who transformed his life from poverty to wealth in all areas of his life. And he created a mantra that says, you can have health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. And he taught thousands and thousands of people like Mark Victor Hansen how to transform their lives by renewing their minds, the concept they had of themselves. And he was the first Black televangelist who also had a huge radio ministry talking to people weekly about how to be all that God had created them to be. So his son is here. Xavier, welcome, my friend.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jolly. So great to be here with you. Really appreciate you.
Well, God bless you, my friend. I'm so glad you're here. Well, I'm gonna start this conversation with Mark. You knew Reverend Ike for years. Why don't you tell us where you were when you met him and the process of how he impacted your life?
Well, I thought I was a important person back in 1974 when the oil embargo hit. I'd been in graduate school with Buckminster Fuller, who invented, and I crashed and burned instantly. Long story short, two guys that I was working with said, let's go to see Norman Vincent Peale in the morning, and in the afternoon we'll go see Reverend Ike. We went there, and he just hit my electric spark plug. It was not what I'd heard in the Lutheran and Baptist church growing up. Suddenly this guy says, you know, the kingdom of heaven is within, and the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I thought, wait a second, I heard the line, but I didn't hear the interpretation. I didn't hear the tone. I didn't hear the excitement. I didn't hear the verb. And here's a guy who came out of nothing and made himself something great and impressive and basically immortal. And what he asked Xavier, his son, and I to do is take his legacy forward, because as you said, you can be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have what you want to have. And what Xavier and I have done is, if you'll forgive me for saying, 60 years of a glorious ministry, crushed it into the pages of a book. So far, the book's out just a couple of weeks, but everybody that's read it is writing us and saying, this book has transformed my life and awakened my soul, because I think soul energy runs mental, which runs physical, which runs our results.
Wow. Wow. Xavier, you had the honor, the joy, the have this guy as your father and to sit at his feet. Tell us about growing up the son of Reverend Ike.
Yes. And let me put that in the context of what you said, because this is maybe the greatest lesson that my father taught me. You said God's gift to you is life. And your gift to God is what you do with that life.
Yes.
So this book here is the study of how to do something extraordinary with your life. Now, before we do something extraordinary with that life, we have to fully receive it. That's the part that most of us get caught up on. God breathed the breath of life into the human being, and the human being became a living soul. And guess what? You got to keep breathing. You have to take each breath in as if it were the primordial, quintessential, originating breath that God breathed into you. Know why? Because it is. God is breathing its, their, her, his breath into me at every moment. My father demonstrated that. He received, he opened up, transcended Jim Crow as a little boy, the racist South. He came out of that poverty, the sting of all of that. So how was it growing up with my dad as a boy? The power of that kind of spirit receiving, just say that.
Yes.
He received at such a magnitude that he was able to radiate it.
Wow.
Well, I got that at a deep spiritual level, and he taught me things. For example, first prayer he ever told me to say, God is in me and with me all night and all day. God is in me and with me all night and all day. God is in me and with me all night and all day. When I was a little boy, he said, say that three times before you go to sleep. Every night, three times when you wake up in the morning.
Wow.
And he gave me specific readings to do. And he would say, underline a sentence that speaks to you and meditate on it. So that's the gift from my father. That's the depth of what it was like living.
Well, so I love the fact that he came out of a very small city in South Carolina.
Ridgeland. He was born in Ridgeland.
Okay, born in Ridgeland.
His first church in Beaufort.
And his parents, his mother, I believe, was a musician and teacher. His father was a preacher. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. And but his father was not just a preacher. He was an entrepreneur. He was an entrepreneur who spoke about living a better, greater life. And unfortunately, his mother's theology was a theology of suffering, that we're supposed to come here and just suffer and just have a pie in the sky mindset. And his father said, no, let's live a good life. So his father poured that in little Reverend Ike, but when he was Frederick was his first name. And eventually the parents separated, and he was between the two parents, and his grandmother was part of the mother's household as well. But he had to overcome the self-limiting thoughts that his mother was pouring into him. And we're going to talk when we come back after this break about how he was able to break out of that environment, how he was able to go into the service and come back and go to work, a young, dynamic preacher who really was a preacher's preacher. I mean, he was a preacher's preacher, but as he grew his thinking, as he got his mind developed, whoo, he changed the world. Whoo, we're getting ready to turn on. Tune in, folks. Y'all wanted to get your books and pencils and pens to take notes, because the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show, and for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can
you need me, call me. You can call on me. Call me. You can call on me. Pick up the phone. You can call me. And call me.
Are you ready to revolutionize your relationship with money? I'm Brian Ford, a financial wellness expert.
And I'm Bright Dixon, an expert in positive psychology. Together, we host Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian, a podcast from Truist Bank that's all about exploring the relationship between your money, your mindset, and your well-being.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts or truist.com/moneyandmindset podcast.
This is Dr. Willie Jolly, host of the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. The smart first step to buying a home is knowing how much you can afford. A Truist mortgage professional can help you understand that in just a few minutes. Connecting with a lender first helps you to be more confident in your search. Truist offers loans that can help you become a homeowner with a low down payment. The best way to find out if you qualify for a low down payment loan is to talk with a Truist mortgage professional. Visit truist.com/mortgage. Truist.com/mortgage to see current rates, to get a sample mortgage payment using their calculator, and find resources to help you buy a home. Talk to a Truist mortgage professional about your loan options. Having that relationship in place can help you find the best financing options available to you. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. Truist Bank. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show and podcast around the world, around the globe. I am so grateful for all the people who are making this part of your weekly routine. I want to thank you. Do me a favor. Continue to send me notes. Let me know how you have changed your life by the information you've gotten from this show or this podcast. info@williejolly.com. I-N-F-O at Willie Jolly, W-I-L-L-I-E, Jolly, J-O-L-L-E-Y.com. info@williejolly.com. Just send us a note. And for those who want to get access to all of our resources and all of the things we're putting out into the universe to help you to live better, do more, and achieve more, go to winwithwilly.com. winwithwilly.com. That's my website. And you can get access to music, to motivation, to inspiration, to faith for living. Oh, we got so much there for you. Our marriage site, so much. So winwithwilly.com. My special guests today are two. I got two for the price of one. I'm so excited. I've got my dear friend, my brother from another mother, Mark Victor Hansen, the chicken soup for the soul, man. That's right. Best-selling author, global speaker, ambassador of possibilities. He's my guest. And I have the son of Reverend Ike, Xavier. And Xavier, you have to say your last name correctly because I don't want to mess it up. I've been trying to practice it. So you tell me how to say it correctly, please.
Thank you. It's Eichenkoter.
Eichenkoter. Okay. Yeah. Eichenkoter.
And not as difficult as it looks.
Okay. And that's a Dutch name, I believe, isn't it?
Correct? It is Dutch. Yes.
So your father, tell us about your father, your grandmother, and your great-grandmother, and how he was able to break out of their limiting theology and to grow his thinking. Give us a little about that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you mentioned my grandmother's ideology of suffering, that Black people in particular were placed on this planet to suffer. That's what she believed. That's wow. An example of her not fully receiving the life that she was given.
Mm.
Because if we fully receive the life that we're given, we know that it is meant to be in abundance. So some part of her got shut down, obviously, early, at an early age, early in life, so she could not fully receive. Mm. And that was not healed. My dad, however, was able to transcend that more toward the idea you mentioned. My grandfather had a more expansive thought. So my dad had these two poles. He was bouncing back and forth between. However, when my grandparents split, my grandfather just left them cold, did not financially support my mother, grandmother, or my father. And that's when they went into abject poverty. Mm. That's a place in my grandfather also where he did not fully receive life because something was limited in his heart space.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My father also was able to heal that because he became a font of goodness, beauty, truth, and abundance for many, many people. How did he do that? God in you is the central point of my father's theology and way of living. He came to believe that God, the source of my life, is the ever-present living spirit, spirit breath. Spiritus means breath. It's ever-present. My creator is within me and with me all night and all day. Therefore, I deserve all of the goodness that God is. He put his belief in that. And when you do that, that's the first key to my father's success. When you identify as a child, son, daughter, creation of God, then you begin to magnetically align yourself along this new structure of complete deservability, worthiness, and dignity that I deserve it all. My dad used to say, I'm a child of the king, therefore I deserve to live like the grandest prince that there is. The second thing is that he harnessed the God power that flows from that understanding that I am a creation and a son or daughter of God. These powers are such as imagination, belief again, which I've said, expectancy, desire, all these wonderful things. As a little boy, he would lie on his bed, and as in the book we explain, projecting on the ceiling of his room, living in these lavish homes, giving parties. He was the one doing that, being that, and experiencing that. So again, aligning with his desire, aligning with what the spirit with him told him he could be, do, and have. And the third thing was then what you're saying, what do you do with that life?
Right.
You deploy it into the world and you give it forth to humanity to bless and heal. And that's true abundance. So he was able to surmount all of the things, the racism, the poverty, what have you, that tried to oppress him and hold him down. Because you know what? God is too big. God don't play that stuff.
That's right. That's right.
I have God within me.
Yes.
I'm busting out.
Amen.
Do my thing. I'm going to do my life.
And do God it big and bold and great and grand and exciting.
According to the pattern set in my soul by the Most High, that no man or system can deny or thwart.
Wow. Well, Mark, you said you were broke in bankruptcy, and you discovered this Reverend Ike. And of course, you've always been a student of life, right? Reading books, Bucky Fuller, you were a student of his. What did you learn when you started going to these services on Sunday to hear this guy, this new theology of kind of this not suffering mindset, but abundance mindset that you can do this and you deserve to have the good in life?
By the way, what you just hit on, Willie, is exactly it. The first talk I ever heard him do is, which I've listened to the tape probably 100 times, but you can do it, because I went right to his bookstore, bought it, they made it, and they ran him in the old, in the prehistoric days, right? But this was at United Palace, which was a gold-gilded King Louis the 14th place that he'd taken this, you know, old, wonderful theater, resurrected it, re-outfitted it, and had the organ come out of the floor. I mean, it was just, he was a master showman. He was sartorial splendor. Nobody dresses better than Reverend Ike, and he was bejeweled, and but his words just echoed in my brain. And then I'd drive around and you and I, or I'm a little older than you, but we had a tape recorder then, bigger, maybe it was a foot long, the first Sony recorders. And I was
right.
Started, remember, I'm in a little beat up old 400 old Volkswagen, a bankruptcy course and not taken. And I just coming out of being suicidal because this guy said, he was teaching the Apostle Paul's line, be ye transformed
right
by the self-renewing of your mind.
Mm.
And the self-renewing of your consciousness, your awareness, your life, your lifestyle. And I thought, I'm in have not and is now. And I got myself here, but I'm getting myself out. I'm going to say goodbye to this. And he was saying, you can do it. And it doesn't matter what you haven't been, what you haven't done, what you haven't saw, what you haven't said. It matters. What decision are you making right now in consciousness imploding into subconsciousness, impressing to expressing to make a newer, bigger, better provision? And he kept saying, God has given it, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. All that's in the book.
Right. It's in the book. It's in the book.
In the book. So it's we're talking about the Bible for those who don't know. And yes, I did the Chicken Soup for the Soul Bible, and we sold 70,000 a week at Walmart. It's right there, and it's a great book. But and Reverend Ike loved that when I did it. But the fact of the matter is it I never heard that. And then he did it with such enthusiasm, such verve, such vitality, such exquisite excitement. And then, and Xavier will back me up on this, he'd have people come up and do the testimonials of how they came out of death's door and turned around, how they got carried in with tuberculosis and left healthy, how they were alcoholics and got decided to make a decision to dry out, whether it was drugs or alcohol or sex, whatever it was, to transform. And I thought, wow, this guy's taking everything, which is what Christ did. Christ hung out with the Sadducees and the Pharisees weren't happy campers. That this guy's, he's going into bars. And you can see that in the TV show, The Chosen, which I think is wonderful because it shows that, that Jesus was rejected by a lot of people. But I'm waxing on here maybe a little bit too long, but I watched every one of the shows that Reverend Ike was on. You can watch them on YouTube. Xavier and his team have done an exquisite job with Merv Griffin, with Oprah, with everybody, where he'd drive his Rolls Royce on Tom Snyder's show. And every one of them were going for the jugular, the attack. And he was so smooth and so elegant and so enlightened by God by doing a prayer. I'd never heard Xavier, God in me and with me all day and all night. I'm going to teach that to my grandkids. So Xavier, you're just smoking hot today, pal. And the point is, but Reverend Ike was always smoking hot. He'd walk in his furs and take them off and just elevated them. They could be down underneath the pits. And there were a lot of people, I think Xavier would agree with me, that came in sometimes suicidal, that were out of money, that are bankrupt, credit unions going after them, credit people. And he'd turn them around, and 3 weeks later, you'd come in, and they'd have new duds on, they'd have a new attitude, because he was a positive self-image psychologist that elevated the spirit back into them or out of them, whatever way you want to do it.
I love this quote. It's on page, let's see, this is page 196. And it's a quote that says about Reverend Ike said, don't ever disrespect money or it will disrespect you.
Right.
Always arrange your money in your purse or your pocket in an orderly fashion. Do not crinkle up money or throw it into your purse or pocket with unconscious abandon, or you will be rejecting it and it you. Always keep at least a $100 bill in your purse or pocket. It reinforces your prosperity thinking. Don't ever say, I can't afford something. Just say, I have plenty of money. I release the money with joy. I have plenty of money. I release this money with joy. I know there is a never-ending circulation of money coming into my experience to enjoy. I earn plenty of money. I invest wisely and competently. I am giving to good causes and philanthropies that I believe in and know are doing great good. That kind of thinking is what changed the life of so many people, so many people. We're going to take a quick break for station identification. We're going to come back and talk about healing your mind, your body, your soul, and your finances. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. And for sure, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years. We wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store. Get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose.
And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast around America, around the world. We are grateful for each and every person who is watching on. Oh, by the way, some are watching because we're now getting ready to launch the video version of the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. It's not ready yet, but it's coming soon. And so some will be watching, some will be listening on SiriusXM or on my podcast. I don't care how you get it. I just want you to get this information because we bring the best and the brightest and the most empowering people on the planet to be here with you as we do these interviews every week. Before we go back into the interview, I want to take a moment to thank again our sponsor, Truist Bank. You know, the first smart step to your foundation of wealth is home ownership, knowing about home ownership and getting a home. And then you got to know how much more home you can afford. A Truist mortgage professional can help you understand that in just a few minutes. Connecting with a lender first helps you to be more confident in your search. Truist offers loans that can help you become a homeowner with a low down payment. The best way to find out if you qualify for a low down payment loan is to talk with a Truist mortgage professional. And then visit truist.com/mortgage. Having that relationship in place can help you find the best financing options available to you. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender. When you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. Truist Bank. Well, my special guests today are two incredible gentlemen. One is the chicken soup for the soul man, Mark Victor Hansen, who has a new publishing company. I'm so proud of Mark. He always is a leader of the pack. He's always doing the big and bold and great and grand thing. And so I'm always grateful to whenever I can get him on. And he has his company. He has produced this book about his friend, Reverend Ike, who he knew personally, who helped him to grow his wealth. And then as a part of this connection, he also has with him the co-writer of this book, Reverend Ike's son, Xavier. And the book is called Reverend Ike, An Extraordinary Life of Influence. Before we go any further, I want people to go and rush out and get this book. I want them to get multiple copies. I want them to give them for their friends, their families, their cousins, their workers, everybody they know. Where can they get the book, Reverend Ike, An Extraordinary Life of Influence? Where can they get it? Where
can they get it? Amazon, BNN, Books, Barnes & Noble. I didn't mean to do inside stuff. We even have it at Target and Walmart. So it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Everywhere. We want you to get this book. It's called Reverend Ike, An Extraordinary Life of Influence. It tells the story point by point, bit by bit, piece by piece in great detail how he came out of poverty. And then, as they said, when his father and mother split, the father got angry and said, I'm not giving y'all any money, because the mother, he came home one day and everything was gone. And he was mad. He was angry. He was hurt. He said, I'm not going to help you. Okay, you want to do that to me? I'm not going to give you anything. And so they had abject poverty. And Frederick had to go to school with newspaper in his shoes to just make it, because there were holes in his shoes. But they lived across the street from a juke joint. And it was in that juke joint that he started connecting with people who were not the churchy folks, but the people who needed his messaging, who eventually would need him. He grew up, he got on his feet, went into service, and came out. And he had been preaching, just going around preaching. And he started as a faith healer, going around healing people, faith. He studied the fact that there is a direct correlation between your thinking and your healing. Am I right, Xavier? And that started first with health and his physical, and then it expanded and evolved to finances. Tell us a little more, Xavier, about that process and what he did to change his life.
Yes, Dr. Jolly, I so appreciate how you have absorbed the book. And yes, you're spot on. And in the last segment where you were talking about were some just points that my father would teach people, what I call mental financial hygiene. Certainly think to speak and behave that cleans out some of the dirt you have in your brain. In terms of the way you think about money. And those are in the book, as you were quoting it. And it shows, because when you, as I said, align with the idea, I am one with God, that begins to magnetically change everything about you. You bring your imagination online, your God powers, and you do work in the world based on that destiny that you chose from the depth of your soul. Before you incarnated into a human being. And you see that in the book. That's, you know, this is my dad's story. And I call this, among many things, a personal prosperity and success, personal transformation manual, because you read his story, you see the keys, some of which you have mentioned today, and you see how you can apply them in your life to do the same thing in your way to transcend what you need to transcend. Mm-hmm. So it's all about energy, ultimately. When you change the way you think and speak about money, you're changing your energetics. And the more you do that, you actually start to shift your nervous system. You change the way your brain fires. Your hormones start to function differently in your body. I mean, the change becomes that physical. So my dad worked with this change from a very young age. He would be on the side of the street holding a stick, pretending it was a steering wheel of a grand car that he would drive. Taking that forward, he began to erase anything that would come at him from the outside world that told him he couldn't achieve that. So he was on that track mentally. He had God as a partner and was clear that this is the life I want and the life I'm going to create. And God, my father, my source, is helping me do that. With the healing, yes, he studied. And part of the energetics of this is about wholeness. And it's about coming into the understanding that we are created in the image and likeness of God. And that image is an image of wholeness. Again, I am one with God. I'm created in the image and likeness. That image and likeness is wholeness. That is truly who we are. And so my father took on that method of Christ's way of healing, which again is based on energetics and resonance, vibration. Everything is vibration.
So, there's a point I want to, while you're there, I got to get there. When Jesus healed the woman with the issue of blood, she touched the hem of his garment. And he said, I felt power go out of me. And then he looked at her and said, somebody did this. And in the book, it talks about how your faith has made you well. It wasn't just Jesus touching you. It was your belief in the power that was a healing power. There's something on the inside of you that needed to be unlocked, released. Your faith, it made you well. And Reverend Ike said over and over, and toward the end of the book, he said, make sure y'all understand, I'm a conduit. I'm not the healer per se. Jesus, the Lord, is the source of this, but it's you and your faith being activated on the inside of you. It's there. It was there. You needed a conduit. Am I right, Xavier?
Exactly. That's the thing. The so-called healer is calling forth the God power within the one who needs the healing. Yes. Lazarus, come forth. And you call that power, and that gives the one who needs the healing the opportunity to align with that vibratory essence that is one with the source and force of God, which is wholeness and wellness. And I'll tell you, when you touch the hem of the garment, which is the power of the source, it turns up your voltage, and you have the opportunity with your belief, your faith, to tune into it or not.
Wow. Mark, you were able to use the principles that Reverend Ike taught to build a massive empire. What are some of the things that you would share with my listeners and my viewers to say to them, here are things you should be thinking that were a part of the science of life that I learned from a Reverend Ike?
If you visualize to realize that you're going to go to the top, you start going up, but you've got to keep working on yourself, because you are, just like your whole show does, you are an endless self journey in faith. And he'd always teach you, Apostle Paul said, faith is substance. That means stuff. Substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So you got to see yourself ascending. Now, I'm bankrupt. I'm upside down, $2 million. And I saw myself worth a million and then more millions and more millions. But that. But then I wrote down, because the principles are principles, and the four principles, you got to figure out what you want, you got to ask. And number two, it's got to be in writing. That, write a thing, make it clear, the Bible says. I wrote down, I'd like to be the world's best-selling author, and I am that now. All because I put everything in writing, and I teach that you got to write down 10 things new each and every day. Because you got to have and the first book I ever wrote was Future Diary, as you know, that we were selling that back when we were, traveling around for Dr. Robert Schuller and that. But you write down 10 new things each day, and you compound the good in your life, because there's nothing too good for you. The kingdom of heaven is within, and it's your Father's good pleasure to give you all good things. And most of us are the prodigal son or the prodigal daughter that are coming back out of lack, limitation, shortage, disease. And we got to bring ourselves up. And that's why some people, you need to listen to my friend, Dr. Willie Jolly, all of his shows, but listen to this show 3 or 4 times. And like he said, broadcast it out to other people. And then if you want to stay in touch with Xavier and I, go to revikebook.com, revikebook.com. And we'll stay in tune with you, because we want you to raise your vibration. You are your vibration. If you have a sick vibration, you're sick. If you have a healthy vibration, I'm telling you, Xavier's no longer where he was at the beginning of the show. He's in state right now. And he's smiling and he's right. You cut yourself, you cure. All of us have had multiple healings during our life, but Reverend Ike used to spot heal people, because back to touch the hem of the garment, they believed by being in his energy orbit, he would get well. And I think you are a physical body, you are a brain, which is what school teaches, you're a mind, which can think, intuition, imagination, thinking. But at a bigger level, he let his soul go, grow, and glow, and then touched everyone else's soul, like me and his son. And that was bad grammar, but you got it. Is go forth and multiply and bring everybody into health, healing, love, joy, success, prosperity, and unlimited money. So you can have time freedom, relationship freedom, spiritual freedom, and most importantly, passionate, purposeful freedom to go be, do, and have the good that you desire.
Wow. This is so good. We're going to take a quick break. We got more with these two incredible gentlemen. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show and Podcast. And for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs, because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech, and I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it, because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. And there's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life, and I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500, and that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and will help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there, and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show with my special guest, the authors of the brand new exciting book about Reverend Ike. It's called Reverend Ike, An Extraordinary Life of Influence. Mark Victor Hansen and Xavier, the son of Reverend Ike. So, gentlemen, this is such an incredible story. So let's continue the evolution. He starts by doing faith healing. He starts there, but he continues to expand. He expands his thinking. He reads. It talks about his reading campaign. He would read everything. He had libraries. He would give books to people. Am I right, Xavier? I guess y'all must have had books everywhere when you were growing up. Tell us a little bit about the reading and the impact it had on his transformational thinking.
So as a kid, I would just go around and pull from those libraries, you know, and I vast array of knowledge in those, everything from, you know, Blavatsky to Martin Luther King to, you know, you name it, just wonderful works on spirituality and transformation. And he was just always reading, you know, books that came out and nurturing his mind.
Wow. Wow. Our friend Mark and I have a dear friend, Joe Dudley, who passed away not too long ago. And yeah. Joe used to say, reading people are ruling people, and that the first person you rule is yourself. And so I think that's profound. One more thing I thought was profound in the book, the impact your mother had. Yeah. Your mother, when they got married, now this guy was, he was going, he was speaking, he was preaching, he was doing evangelical crusades, but your mama came and put a business strategy to all of this. She made this thing a business and was able to build a huge empire financially by using business principles. Am I right about it?
Absolutely. And I always tell people, when you look at Reverend Ike and the huge success and impact he had, 50% of that was my mother, because she was behind the scenes taking care of that business. Mm. And, you know, to this day, she's working with us at Rev Ike Legacy, making sure, you know, that things are well represented and what have you. But she worked tirelessly, so much effort put into it, maybe too much, maybe a bit too hard, but it was her life, her work, her business with her husband, because it was the core of their lives. It's what they loved, giving people this message of the God in you to help lift, elevate, as Mark said, and to help people transform themselves and to teach people how to receive life more abundantly. Mm.
And affirm. He was big on affirmations, wasn't he?
Affirmations, Willie, like, yeah. You can't lose with the stuff I use. I mean, here was a guy that I want to hit on two things. One is, when he's a little kid, 4 years old, his mother and grandmother are going to get their master's degree in as teachers, and they had no babysitters. They had no place to put little Freddie. So they took him, and he was absorbing, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Xavier can talk to this maybe differently than I see it, but all the wisdom of the university. And so he eclectically was wise at levels no four-year-old was exposed to, a bunch of university professors, and that stayed with him. So he was always laser beam sharp and did amazing mental input, and then outputted it in street language that nobody could misunderstand, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow. Wow. He would say things. Here are a couple of the affirmations that I really, God is not a distant creature, far off in the sweet by and by. God is with you, in you, all around you, lives through you and as you. God is in the presence, the power within you. God is the mastermind working through you right now. Every time you say, I am, come on, somebody, you are announcing the presence of God within you. I am is a self-definition of the Almighty. Oh, my goodness. This is so good. Oh, okay. So the book again is, tell them where the book is, what it's called, and where they can get it. Please, Mark.
It's Reverend Ike, an extraordinary man of influence. And obviously, the easy thing to do is go to Amazon, but you can get it at Barnes & Noble or Walmart or Target. It is a book you've got to have. And what you said is Xavier and I believe, like you, that you've got to have two or three, and you got to go over the book chapter and verse with a couple of different people. And Xavier's doing that even live on a regular weekly basis at the Napoleon Hill Institute every Tuesday, I think. Right, Xavier?
Yes.
And you can go back and watch his earlier teachings with, I never heard Joe Dudley's line before, but all great leaders are readers. It just,
that's right.
The richest man in the world right now, Elon Musk is, Warren Buffett as an investor is,
yep.
Reverend Ike was, obviously I'm an addicted reader, and so is Xavier, I think. So,
yep.
And you are, of course.
You know, I am. People come to my house, they say, yeah, I've got books everywhere, even in the bathroom. I said, we got a library in the bathroom. That's where we spend some good reading time. Okay. So, all right. So y'all were coming to DC to do a interview and then do a book signing. Let's say that y'all were coming. And I picked you up after your event and took you to lunch. And then we went over to Howard University, and we went to a business class of great young wannabe success stories. I'm going to ask each one of you to give a few you got us. If you're going to be successful in life and business, here's some things you got to do. Xavier, I'll start with you.
Yes, thank you. Wonderful question. For one thing, I'd reiterate everything I've said with you here today.
Yes.
And I would say that please make sure when you're in business, make sure that you personally are grounded in something deeper than what you're seeking out there in the world. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added unto you. Make sure you're grounded in your soul, because true abundance and prosperity is rooted like a great tree in the ground that pulls up the energy to the soul, and it overflows that cup of the heart. From that overflowing cup of the heart, it radiates out and it blesses everyone, and it radiates back to you, and it creates this energy of abundance. So anything you do will prosper. You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth your fruit in your season. Don't worry about the strategy, the this, that, or the other, as much as keeping yourself centered in higher and deeper truth. That's the most important thing. That's the foundation that you can build upon. That's the root structure that is going to pull up the spiritual nurturing that you need to bring forth great fruit and bless the world with it.
Amen. I love it. Mark, same question. There's a couple of you got us.
I agree with everything Xavier said. And what you got to do is before you go to sleep at night, you say, God in me, what is my divine destiny? God in me, what is my divine destiny? 101 times. And then when that divine destiny pops out, now you got to have paper and pen next to the bed or a dictating machine you can put it in, because the answer is going to come.
Right.
God only knows what you're here to do, what your destiny code is. And then you got to literally put it in writing. Then what Reverend I could say, you got to visualize, realize, you got to see it before you can have it. And then you got to, number four is you got to put together your team to get your dreams. So number one, you got to ask yourself, what do I really want? Number two, you got to put it in writing. Three, visualize it to realize it. Number four, have a mastermind, an MMA, Mastermind Alliance. And Andrew Carnegie taught Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. There's the first mastermind was Jesus. He had all 12 disciples before he did his first miracle, water and wine at Canaan. You've got to have your dream team. Because I say team is an acronym. Together, everyone accomplishes miracles. And there's miracles for every one of you to do if you read the book, understand the book, absorb the book like you have, Willie Jolly, and apply the book. Your greatest hours, days, life, and contribution back to humanity is in front of you.
Wow. This is one of those shows that everybody needs to listen to many times. As Mark said it, I concur. So after it airs, folks, if you're listening on radio, know that in a week it will be on podcast. We will drop the podcast. Everybody needs to make sure you sign up to align with my podcast and you go to my website and winwithwillie.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Sign up for my newsletter. Every day I give you a 1-minute message of hope and possibility. But then we also once a week will give you what's coming up on the XM show, on the podcast, what's new, because you want to be aligned with that. And then you want to know when I'm coming to your city or what I'm doing or my new one-man show or our new television programs. You want to know about them so you don't miss them. So last but not least, you guys gave a website where people can align with you, can connect with you. Please give us that again.
Yeah, revikebook.com. R-E-V, we just abbreviate Reverend, Revike, I-K-E, book, B-O-O-K.com. And we would love to send you some free stuff. We got videos. We got all kinds of cool stuff. And Xavier and I promise to stay in touch.
Fantastic. Again, folks, the book is called Reverend Ike, An Extraordinary Life of Influence. I want to thank you, Xavier, for being my guest. And I want to thank my dear friend, Mark Victor Hansen, for being my brother, my friend, my guest today. Kiss your beautiful bride and kiss your beautiful bride, Xavier. You too. And thank you. I want to thank again our sponsor, Truist Bank, for being so supportive of all that we do and all we've done. When you start with care, you build a different kind of bank, Truist Bank. Everybody, please go to truist.com. Just truist.com, T-R-U. IST.com, and you'll see how fabulous and incredible they are. And then I want to make sure you go to winwithwilly.com, get access to our marriage show, get access to our youth motivation, to our speaking platform. All my sites are there. And make sure everybody join us every Monday night at 9 o'clock on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, A Jolly Marriage on Twitter, and Willie Jolly LinkedIn Live to see the Jolly Marriage Show. Go to A Jolly Marriage or just jollymarriage.com and see the TED Talk, How to Never Ever Argue Again in Marriage. It will bless you. And then make sure you stay connected to us through all of our social media. God bless you. Have a great week on purpose. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value, and I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop. To get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to williejolly.com/billionaire, williejolly.com/billionaire, or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month. And remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.